Welcome to The Extra, the show that connects you with the issues, topics, and people that are important to you. In this community, we also connect you, our listeners, with the events that make up so much of our atmosphere and landscape here. And one of those events, the 39th Annual Space Symposium, hosted by the Space Foundation, is coming up in April. Now, the symposium has a reputation as being the must-attend event for the space industry, bringing together stakeholders in the space industry from across the globe. This really is a world gathering. And joining us this morning with information on the Space Symposium and our local space industry, we're so pleased to welcome to the show Steve Eisenhart, Senior Vice President, Strategic and International Affairs for the Space Foundation. Steve, welcome to The Extra.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about the Space Symposium, what it is, who attends it, and how the Space Foundation plays a role in it.
Sure. Well, and as you said, it is the global gathering of the space community. The Foundation created the Space Symposium back in 1984, and it really is the premier assembly of the global space community. We bring about 12,000 of the space industry's leaders, space professionals, businessmen and women, decision makers from government and industry, which really makes Colorado Springs sort of ground zero for the space community at this time of year. We hold the symposium both at the Broadmoor, and this year we've expanded to the Cheyenne Mountain Resort for several of our activities that will be going on. Talking about what the symposium really is, we have about 260 speakers across the civil, commercial, and national security space sectors, which really encompasses everything that is within our industries. And it features a great exhibit hall. We fill up two exhibit halls over at the Broadmoor, and with more than 153,000 square feet of exhibits, we have 241 individual exhibitors this year.
It is a sight to behold. Thousands of space professionals and decision makers descending on this one place. You know, I often work in the studio, as I am right now, and as I have on the TV side as well for, you know, more than a decade. So didn't really have a chance to go out and experience it until the past 2 years. I brought the recording equipment out to the Space Symposium, and I was able to base my shows there for 2 days solid. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was so eye-opening. So why does the Space Symposium have such a reputation as being this must-attend event for people in the industry?
Well, really, the Foundation looks at ourselves as conveners, and we are bringing all of these various elements of the community. I think there's two key things that have been an attraction for and we pay very particular attention to. And one is that we have always had the presence of a significant military space community here, with the presence of Space Command and other military leaders that come in. And I'll talk to them in just a second. But we've also have sort of moved with the industry as the industry has become more and more international. We've got more than 40 nations will be represented here at the symposium. There's a couple, you know, including leaders from both the military, international military, from NATO, from several of our allies and other nations that we work with, and of course on the civil space side, all of the NASA equivalents within the different nations, and even more and more some of the emerging space nations coming into play. I've always found it interesting, anecdotally, sort of this little story, that the first time that the head of the UK, United Kingdom Space Agency, and the first time he had met the head of the French Space Agency was here at the symposium, the first time they'd ever met.
No way.
A little bit. And it was there as they shook hands. It was a little coincidence coming out of COVID, but it is important. And we have the head of the European Space Agency, who I see at different conferences around the world each year, says that this is really a key thing on his calendar where they can all meet. And really the integrated aspects with the military working with the industry, working with the civil space is also important. And I think that we have just developed that reputation as this is where you come to do business, to to meet the industry leaders, to have the discussions, to have the high-level talks. And that's why we're pleased to have this year the Secretary of the Air Force will be again back at the symposium. The head of Chief of Space Operations, General Saltzman, will be here. Other leaders from NASA, from the various space agencies, all converging in here. And internationally, we have, for this time, New Zealand has a brand new space minister, a cabinet-level official responsible for space, and she's going to be making her initial appearance here at the symposium this year.
Interesting. And it really has evolved over these decades. I mean, I'm sure when it first started, you were dealing with limited decision makers, you know, not as many agencies, not as many branches of agencies, not as many private commercial partners. And certainly that has changed over the years. Now, the Space Symposium has been held here in Colorado Springs ever since it began over 40 years ago. So what do you think makes our community such a global player in this industry?
Well, there's a couple of things that, you know, really, as we talked about the presence of the space and defense industry that's here, both, you know, with Space Command, but also all of the contractor communities that support space operations, you know, our local community with something, I think, in the neighborhood of 200 different companies, both aerospace, space, and defense, that are serving both the defense community, but also the civil space community and providing things, that it's just become a center of excellence. And I think the other thing, and we can maybe talk about it a little bit, is the workforce that you have here with such a vibrant, well-educated workforce is another attraction. And I've got to say, folks like coming to Colorado Springs. There are plenty of conferences in other places, but the chance for some of the officials to get out of Washington and come to Colorado Springs, I think is refreshing.
They jump at it, I bet. We need to take a short break here, Steve. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about some of the conference agenda items for listeners who may not be familiar with the Space Symposium or industry, what shape those are taking. When we come back with the extra, we'll be hearing more from Steve Eisenhart with Strategic and International Affairs. He is the Senior Vice President for the Space Foundation. You're listening to The Extra. We're back with The Extra and our guest today, Steve Eisenhart, who's telling us about the Space Symposium, which is coming up on the calendar in April. So some of these conference agendas can be very deep dives for these subject matter experts, but some are just touching on parts of the space industry that maybe might be just spark the curiosity of just the average Joe. So tell us about some of the items on a conference agenda for listeners who may not be familiar with what kind of presentations are made.
So the symposium really features high-level speakers talking about policies and programs. We talk about it helping to advance unity and momentum is one of the things that we're talking about this year. And it comes from high-level policymakers, like the head of the National Reconnaissance Office, like the head of, as I mentioned, the Secretary of the Air Force. But when we get into the panel sessions, and we've actually expanded our programming to add almost a full day of a panel, we're into topics like climate change, like artificial intelligence. We also feature very much some of the nations to watch for up-and-coming nations and so forth. We also, over at Cheyenne Mountain, are running a full track on space law, on space investment, one on space science. It's a deep dive with a number of with a partner that helps us put together a terrific science program. And then one we call Game Changers that is all about the new industries and organizations that are shaping and changing our industry. I'd like to, though, call attention to for your audience, really, because, you know, while the symposium is very much, trade and industry-oriented, there is one opportunity that that will be important for folks, and that is our URIES Night. We are going to have what we call our URIES Night celebration on Sunday night, the 7th, and this is an opportunity for everybody to come to Cheyenne Mountain and see and hear. There'll be astronaut meet and greets. There's a number of other interesting activities, and it provides an opportunity for the general public to, again, purchase a ticket and access the folks that are going to be around during the week of the symposium. And I would be negligent if I didn't mention that this is a great opportunity for folks here in the community, and especially a great opportunity while we're still finishing the final renovations of our Space Discovery Center here on Garden of the Gods.
And you're talking about the Space Foundation there, its location. What role does the Space Foundation play in the global space industry?
I think, as I talked about, we're really conveners and engagers, but we have an office in the Washington, D.C., where we are interacting with all of the agencies and embassies and everybody there, again, helping to bring together folks from the industry representing our corporate members. We've got a new initiative we've launched over the last couple of years also called the Space Commerce Institute, again, located out of our Washington office, but really helping to bring emerging nations, emerging companies, startups, and so forth into the space community. So this is the reputation that the foundation has. And the other key area that we cannot miss talking about, because it's so vital to the community and so vital to what we do, is our education efforts, both professional development education for teachers, but also education oriented on K through 12 for young students. Again, we've had to be creative over the last few months as we're doing the renovation here. It will be exciting. We expect to be open in just a couple more months, and again, it will provide a wealth of new opportunities for the local community to come visit us. If you've been to the Space Discovery Center before, you knew it was pretty cool. It's kind of a neat museum, but we're adding in things like a drone zone, an additive manufacturing lab, and a number of new facilities, and just a whole refresh that will be fun when that's open again.
Oh, sounds exciting. Again, we're focusing today on the Space Symposium, but as you bring up these exciting developments for the Space Foundation, it's important to realize that the space and the industry is something that we as a community have embedded in us, really. And part of that, you mentioned at the beginning of this discussion, was the workforce that these industries are able to pull from in our community. But talent shortages, I understand, are continuing to be a problem in many industries across the U.S. And how is the aerospace and defense industry, how is that reacting to the potential for needing that that workforce?
Sure. Well, and it is an industry-wide problem. We're addressing it actually through some of the activities at Symposium. We do have a specific track that is looking at education to workforce. But, you know, I think a number of things that are probably common to many industries, you know, evolving employee expectations, you know, have made it interesting and challenging for employers. You know, I think that Colorado Springs actually has an advantage in some ways, given the attraction of the community, how dynamic the downtown community is for the folks that want to work here. There's also a number of initiatives going on with various activities in town, both through the EDC and the chamber, addressing various K through 12 things, but some of the other activities in town, the Catalyst Campus, the UCCS, even here at the foundation, we've recently hired a couple of work study folks from Pikes Peak University. So there's a lot of opportunities here for folks, I think, to get in to compete. And I think that the community is doing a great job in terms of trying to attract and, more importantly, retain talent, and I think that that's where we have an advantage.
Well, certainly it is a great way to raise the bar for discussion when you're bringing the Space Symposium and all of its exhibitors here to the area. So the Space Symposium is being held April 8th through the 11th. And if you'd like to find out more, you can go to the website, spacesymposium.org. You can find out about the speakers, about some of the panel discussions. We need to take another break here. When we come back, another half hour of discussion with Steve Eisenhart of the Space Foundation, and we're talking about how apparently 2023 was the busiest year for space with record-breaking global launch activity. We'll tell you about that and what it means to you and me. That's coming up. We're back with The Extra as we continue our discussion here with Steve Eisenhart of the Space Foundation. So, Steve, I understand the Space Foundation commissioned and conducted a report that looked at space launches, global space launches, and what did it find?
So actually, it did find, and it's a produced by a team here at the Foundation. Our research and analysis team puts out a product called the State of the Space Industry, and the Space Report is really the definitive guide on this, and it did determine that 2023 was one of the busiest years for space with a record-breaking number of activities. And this is both U.S. domestic launches, but also globally with a number of new entrants into the launch community. And this is important, and again, some of the newer activities that come into the space industry, and we're going to be highlighting some of these at the symposium with various speakers. But it's an exciting time when you had just a month ago here a private company landing on the moon from Intuitive Machines, and actually we're going to be having them featured in a late-breaking news segment at the symposium where they're going to talk about their mission and the exciting one that they were able to actually correct and be the first landing, U.S. landing on the moon in decades. So really exciting to see that here, and we're happy to have that part of it. It just talks about the vibrancy of the industry right now, both on the number of things that are going on serving national security needs, but also the exploration and advancement of science and discovery. If I could just mention real quick, since
sure.
we mm-hmm. talked a bit about national security, we've taken a number of initiatives this year to try to better serve our guardian and military community, and we're making available the live stream of everything at the symposium available free for the military and Space Force Guardians, so that will be an exciting opportunity for them there, that they can go on our website and register for that. And also, we're returning to what we had done in some previous years, but through COVID, there was a little bit of restrictions, and so the active duty military guardians will be able to access the exhibit hall and see all of the great technologies that are in there on the Wednesday and Thursday of the symposium. So those are two new things that we're putting into the place this year, as we really want to serve our guardian community. And I hope that some of your listeners are able to take advantage of that. It's really an interesting thing.
Right.
And one more thing.
And we should explain to the listeners who are not in the military who the guardians are. The guardians are
are the members of the Space Force, but there's other services that also have people working space assignments, working space needs. So it's great to have it. But yeah, the Guardians are what the members of the Space Force are called, and they certainly serve an important function in guarding the high frontier, as they call it, so to speak there.
So you were going to mention one more thing. Yeah.
I'm sorry if you could. The other place that a number of military help us out also, but members of the community, we use about more than 300 volunteers to help us put on this symposium. And this has been a great opportunity. Some of them have been with us for years, and we see them every year at the volunteer orientation. But they help us in a number of ways to supplement the some 100 people we have on the foundation team here. But it couldn't do it without them, and we want to express our thanks to the community for that.
What makes Colorado Springs and our space industry, what do you think sets it apart from other locations across the country? I mean, I've driven through Huntsville, so I know there's a big commitment there and other parts of the country, Florida certainly. But what do you think sets Colorado Springs and Southern Colorado apart?
Well, I think as we talked about it a little bit as a workforce, certainly the overall quality of life. I mean, folks that that just want to say here, there's, you know, and again, support of the local community is important. As we've talked about, the ability and the interaction with the educational community. And we see it, too, even with our friends up to the north. Well, there's certainly a lot of industry and academia in Denver and Boulder and all. They really come down here and are part of what we're doing at Symposium. And we interact with them on a routine basis for a number of things. And I think we're trying to do some to sort of break down the Palmer Divide and really have a more integrated approach from both the city and the state in terms of what we're doing. And we'll be welcoming the Lieutenant Governor will be here at the symposium, and I'm sure we'll be seeing other officials. Congressman Lamborn's going to be joining us this year, and again, we welcome all of the leaders that help make us both Colorado Springs and the symposium successful.
Yeah, and the companies that come here apparently successful, because a number of them have announced expansions in our area.
Yes, I think there are a number of both local communities like Blue Stack, but you know, I was heading out to the airport just a couple of weeks ago, and it seems like there's another new headquarters building out there for aerospace, Northrop Grumman, and some of the others that have been continuing to expand. And you see it all over town with the growth of various industries that are here to support, and even with some of the movement around the city of some of the Space Command and other units and organizations that are occupying throughout the community. It's an exciting time.
All right, we need to take a short break here. Steve Eisenhardt is our guest, and he is with the Space Foundation. We are talking about not just the industry of space, but also the Space Symposium coming up in April, a big event, a huge event, definitely the biggest event that Colorado Springs hosts, I think, all year long. We need to take a break here. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion here on The Extra. We're back with our final segment here on The Extra, and Steve Eisenhardt, a very informed guest when it comes to the space industry. He is with the Space Foundation. So, Steve, as we've discussed things here, I know there are points that we haven't really been able to follow. So what would you like our listeners to know?
You know, as we were wrapping up the last segment, you were talking about how big the symposium is. But let me just a little bit on some of the impact that we're talking about. I mentioned that we have more than 300 local volunteers, but we fill up more than 30 hotels here in the Colorado Springs area. So it's not just something over at the Broadmoor, but also Cheyenne Mountain and hotels around the community for the exhibitors and attendees at it. Coming from the news media, and as you said, you were setting up, we have more than 100 media representatives, and they actually come from six different continents. That shows a little bit the impact of the symposium internationally. We do have a lot of social media, and one thing your listeners might be able to do is taking a look at, you either can use hashtag Space Symposium or hashtag Space Foundation. So even if you're not attending, you may be able to follow some of the kinds of things that happen here. And then we do have a virtual online and access that shows everything. That's a little bit more reasonable, that if folks aren't able to attend the symposium, that's one thing they can do. But, you know, just sort of in summing up that, you know, the why we've been so strong for the last 40 years is really the unmatched engagement for collaboration between businesses and business to government, government to government, and national insight, the access, you know, that you're hearing from the top leaders, and really the unity that we've been able to do, the unparalleled exposure really at every level for things. And the companies come here for business, so you're going to be seeing branding. You'll be seeing buses all around town, the shuttle buses, and we have, I think, more than 20 of those bringing folks from all the remote hotels. But they'll be branded with this sponsoring company, so you'll feel like you have a presence. And I know there are other activities taking place all over the community. You know, when you get a conference this big, it's the networking that everybody is able to do together. And I know that the Chamber will be hosting an event downtown, and there's other events throughout the community going on throughout the week. So exciting time to be here, to be part of the industry. For me personally, I live relatively close to the Broadmoor, and it's so great to see space friends from around the world that come to my backyard, so to speak. So happy to have been with you today, and really look forward to seeing everybody and having the community put a great face on for all of our customers in at this symposium.
And what do you think it should be the message of the region when it comes to hosting all these visitors? And knowing that the decision for Space Command was such a very fraught one, where to locate it, what would you think the message should be?
The message is the same one that we do here at the Foundation, and it's that it's about more than April. That there is we have education activities, we have activities we perform year round, and while the symposium is where we gather for one time in April, I think Colorado Springs' message is we're here for space business year-round. It's more than April, and it's a place where you want to come to do your business. I know that the business development leaders are advancing that message, but I think that would be the takeaway that, while we can provide some unity and momentum at the symposium, it's what continues year-round at 365 that's important.
Well, and certainly more information can be found about our business community at the Colorado Springs Chamber's website. They are the one of the partners with the Space Foundation for this. And you can find their website at coloradospringschamberedc.com. In the meantime, if you'd like to find out more information about the Space Foundation and the Space Symposium, visit spacesymposium.org. Steve Eisenhardt, our guest today, I'm so just pleased and tickled that you decided to spend this hour with us discussing the Space Symposium. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
And to our audience, you've been listening to Steve Eisenhardt, Senior Vice President, Strategic and International Affairs for the Space Foundation. I'm your host, Shannon Bernius. Have a good day.